Women and the Shame Web. When I asked women to share their definitions or experiences of shame, here's what I heard. Look perfect, do perfect, be perfect. Anything less than that is shaming. Being judged by other mothers. Being exposed. The flawed parts of yourself that you want to hide from everyone are revealed. No matter what I achieve or how far I've come, where I come from and what I've survived will always keep me from feeling like I'm good enough. Even though everyone knows that there's no way to do it all, everyone still expects it. Shame is when you can't pull off looking like it's under control. Never enough at home, never enough at work, never enough in bed, never enough with my parents. Shame is never enough. No seat at the cool table? The pretty girls are laughing? If you recall the 12 shame categories, appearance and body image, money and work, motherhood or fatherhood, family, parenting, mental and physical health, addiction, sex, aging, religion, surviving trauma, and being stereotyped or labeled, the primary trigger for women, in terms of its power and universality, is the first one, how we look. Still, after all of the consciousness raising and critical awareness, we still feel the most shame about not being thin, young, and beautiful enough. Interestingly, in terms of shame triggers for women, motherhood is a close second. And, bonus, you don't have to be a mother to experience mother shame. Society views womanhood and motherhood as inextricably bound. Therefore, our value as women is often determined by where we are in relation to our roles as mothers or potential mothers. Women are constantly asked why they haven't married, or if they're married, why they haven't had children. Even women who are married and have one child are often asked why they haven't had a second child. You've had your kids too far apart? What were you thinking? Too close? Why? That's so unfair to the kids. If you're working outside the home, the first question is, what about the children? If you're not working, the first question is, what kind of example are you setting for your daughters? Mother shame is ubiquitous. It's a birthright for girls and women. But the real struggle for women, what amplifies shame regardless of the category, is that we're expected, and sometimes desire, to be perfect. Yet we're not allowed to look as if we're working for it. We want it to just materialize somehow. Everything should be effortless. The expectation is to be natural beauties, natural mothers, natural leaders, and naturally good parents. And we want to belong to naturally fabulous families.